with such loving hearts and generous spirits, you were saying, like Trixie, come with me. You won't be scared with us. And you accompanied me this year. You encouraged me. You supported me. You challenged me to be brave and fierce and to take risks and to be the minister who I am. You asked me to fully embrace in the adventure of being in this congregation. And I was transformed. You have changed me in so many wonderful ways. The staff, the congregation, my wonderful internship committee. I have a tissue if I need it. My wings have grown strong here, and now I have to use those powerful wings to fly away from this place, from Concord, out into the world to do the work that I'm supposed to do. And please know that you will come with me. You will be in my heart. You will be the encouraging voice in my mind that says, you can do it. Keep going. Be yourself. Open your heart. Take risks. Be fierce. Be gentle. Be love. You will be with me on my journey. And you have helped me to keep flying towards the stars. Thank you so much. I will miss you.
We are a religious community, and it is right for us to have a ritual of release for Jan. I would like to invite forward the members of the Ministerial Intern Committee who are here. That committee consists of Kate Kelleher, who's the chair, Marianne Zaza, Janet Bailey, Sue Ryan, Russ Herndon, and David Clapp. Please come forward. I would also like to invite Toby Smith Ropeek to come forward to represent the Standing Committee. The life of our religious community is fluid, ever-changing with new lives, new vision, new possibilities, and new ministries. 10 months ago, we welcomed our ministerial intern, Jan Hutzler, and we have been changed for the better by her presence among us. Today, we say farewell to Jan, who has successfully completed her internship.
Glasses on. Oh, thank you so much. You don't have 30 font here. I thank the members and friends of First Parish in Concord for my experiences of these past 2 years. I thank you for your love, kindness, and support. I was challenged, stretched, and my experiences gave me good tools with which to do ministry. I was given the freedom to create a ministry with you, and I thank you for your acceptance of my ministry among you. I celebrate the things we were able to do.
Jan, on behalf of the congregation, we are grateful that you came to learn the practice of ministry among us, growing into the compassionate and visionary minister we know you to be. Even though you'll no longer be with us, your influence will not leave us. We bless you in completing your studies and look forward with great excitement when you are ordained and called to a church.
I ask the members of the Ministerial Intern Committee present this morning to say their names.
Marianne Zaza,
Janet Bailey,
Kate Kelleher.
Thank you so very much for mentoring Jan into ministry. Will you trust that the work you did with her will serve her well in her ministries to come? If so, please say, we do. Do you, the members and friends of First Parish in Concord, now release Jan from her role as ministerial intern? If so, please say, we do.
We do.
Jan, do you release First Parish in Concord from turning to you for ministry and guidance?
I do.
Will you join with me in this blessing of Jan? Spirit of life, we have been moved by Jan's presence and work. We are grateful for her gifts, which she will take with her and by which we have been changed. We bless Jan as she completes her journey to being a fully fellowshipped and ordained minister. Spirit of life, we trust that whatever ministry Jan undertakes in the future, it will be done well and with great love, compassion, and a heart open to learn from all that she does. Jan, go with our blessings and our love. Amen. Jan, surrounded by our love and our hopes for your future in this wonderful faith that we share, you are hereby released from your internship. And I believe that there are gifts for you. David, come up and give the gift. David Ropeek made a nice chalice for Jan.
Thank you so much. Give me a hug.
From the heart.
Thank you. I will treasure this. Think of you all.
Let us thank this free woman again.